just absolutely fantastic to see this oversold crowd here, and I just can't wait until next year. I'm totally convinced we'll have twice as many people at your Farm to Fuel Summit next year. Let me start off with a little story. At 6:30 this morning, I stopped at our on the way over here, I stopped at our local Circle K in the Nonasassa, which is in the eastern part of Hillsborough County, to pick up my coffee and newspapers. And let me back up and mention to you, Commissioner Bronson knows this story, that one of my predecessors, retired Marine Corps General Bob Milligan, who was the former comptroller, and now, by the way, is a person that I recruited back into state government to serve as your insurance consumer advocate, said to me when I called him and told him I was thinking about running for this position, that this is the most important thing that I could remember. He said the way that he managed himself and while all the years he was in office was by this litmus test. If you can't explain it to the people down at the Circle K, you better not be doing it. So as I walked into my Circle K this morning to get my coffee and newspapers, the young woman at the end at the counter was the young woman at the counter. I had forgotten I was wearing this shirt, which is an advertisement. Thank you, Commissioner, for Farm to Fuel that the commissioner gave me a couple of months ago. And she said, "Who do you work for?" And I thought, oh, well, how do I get into this? I said, I work for the state of Florida. And she said, what do you do? And then I, of course, realized that she was looking at my shirt. And I said, well, I'm getting ready to go to a conference to talk about, and I'm thinking, how do I simplify this in my political soundbite talk? I said, we're talking about ways to grow crops, to turn into fuel. And she said, oh, do you mean like ethanol? I said, yeah. She said, that's good. That's very good. We need to protect our ozone layer. So as we chuckle and as I kind of laughed, one of my light bulbs went on, and I thought to myself, if the checkout girl at the Circle K in the Nonasassa is getting it, everybody's getting it. Thank you, Commissioner, so much for organizing this summit. I share his commentary. The commissioner does sit beside. I sit at the cabinet meetings in between the commissioner. I don't know if this means anything. The commissioner is on my left. The governor is on my right. And General McCollum's even further to the right. And the commissioner has been my coach and gives us a lot of guidance. And, of course, at the Capitol, our offices are right across from each other. So occasionally we talk about the business people at our end of the hall and the lawyers at the other end of the hall. So we have a lot of fun with this. But we share an interest in this issue of farm to fuel. And I will tell you in a minute why the chief financial officer is up here speaking to you about the issue. Because my head is certainly in this as your chief financial officer. And my mission as your chief financial officer is to protect and safeguard our citizens' money and assets. And we do this by three ways, just very quickly. We manage the business of your state. We educate our citizens about how to protect their assets and their money, and we advocate on insurance matters, as I mentioned, General Milligan. And thirdly, we have a very strong enforcement provision because I am your state fire marshal. We investigate insurance fraud, and we monitor and manage the workers' comp laws of this state. So those are the three ways in which the chief financial officer is involved in your everyday lives. But my heart is also in this issue as well, because the commissioner did mention I grew up in North Carolina, but I'm a farm girl from North Carolina. And we live and still own a family farm that's been in my family for four generations now, and we're already thinking about the involvement of the next generation. And I learned many things growing up on the farm. One of the things that my father continued to, and to this day, because he's at the age of 83, he's still there, that he continues to drum into my head is that farmers are the best conservationists, because we understand that if we are not good stewards of our land, then our very livelihood is at risk. Thank you. So here I am for the last 20 plus years in Florida, and have seen the tremendous pressure that our ag industry has been under for these last 20 some years. Last night I spoke to our former, because we paid off our loan, our former loan officer from Farm Credit, and bemoaning the fact that it looks like there's really no more citrus in Eastern Hillsborough County where we live, because we've had such horrible problems with Tristasia. But be that as it may, I'm getting ready to make a bold prediction here today. At a Leadership Florida conference recently, we were asked to name our favorite Florida books. And, you know, a lot of people said Skinny Dip by Carl Hiaasen, or some of these other, the Travis McGee novels. I stood up and I said, my most favorite Florida book is A Land Remembered by Patrick Smith, and it should be required reading for anyone who lives in Florida. And it's, as you know, a historical novel. Some people say not very well written, but it's still my favorite book. And I'm remembering this morning about the story of this history of Florida and how we came to be such a dynamic market. And one of the most important historical things that happened was when citrus first started to be planted and grown in Florida. And look at where we've come with our citrus industry. My bold prediction is that this sea change that we're seeing in addressing opportunities that we have to grow and be involved in biomass is going to change the face of Florida and Florida agriculture in historic proportions, potentially just as much as citrus did. Now let me turn to my interest, my specific interest as your chief financial officer. I am most concerned with the economic health and well-being of our state. For example, I have been carefully following the expansion and the level of risk, increased risk that we have as a state are taking on as a result of the impact of hurricanes and the growth of our hurricane catastrophe fund to $28 billion. It's important that when storms do blow here, which they will, that we believe that we have a way to pay back our obligations. Agriculture, as I say in every audience, continues to be our second largest industry in our state. You know that, but most Floridians do not. And to hearken back into the environmental issues, ag people are our best environmentalist and our best conservationist. Years ago, when I got involved with the Nature Conservancy here in Florida, we were bemoaning this tension that had grown between, at the far end, the tree-hugging community and many people in our ag communities, as was evidenced by the negotiations around the Everglades. But today, we see there are many mutual interests. And at the Nature Conservancy, where we had many ag interests involved on our board, we began to understand that maybe the most important role of the Nature Conservancy was, and we undertook to work in conjunction with the ranchers in the Kissimmee River Valley to figure out ways to protect their land in an environmentally friendly way, and received incredible cooperation. Well, recently, in terms of economic development. Commissioner Bronson and I began a series of climate change conversations at the cabinet level, and we've had two of these seminars, if you will, and you can see more about them on our website, floridaclimatechange.com. And as we were reviewing these presentations that were made, I had another aha moment, and I leaned over and whispered to Commissioner Bronson, and I have to be careful about this because we're in the sunshine and we can't talk about anything that we vote on, but I whispered to him, somebody is going to make a hell of a lot of money out of all this. And you know what? I hope it's everybody in this room.